It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Hey, what's going on this side?
What's going on? Wow. I'm forgetting that we have a clock in here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have commercials to play and everything.
Oh, my God. We're going to talk to a guy named Joshua Shapiro who knows about crystal skulls in a second.
Yeah.
The whole thing with the movie, the Indiana Jones movie. Let's go to Vern in Wichita. Vern, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Mike. I just wanted to wish Joe happy birthday, and considering today is my birthday, number 46 for me, I guess I now understand why Joe is Joe, because May 28th is, you know.
But it really wasn't about wishing Joe a happy birthday. It's about Vern himself, so we're going to let Vern go. All right, let's bring this gentleman in here right now. It's time to talk crystal skulls. I don't know if you guys know anything about this. I really don't.
No.
But, apparently, the movie Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, is that what it's called?
Yes.
The whole idea of these crystal skulls fascinates a lot of people around the country and all over the world. That these crystal skulls apparently are supposed to possess some magical power. And Beth Ann has got an expert on this subject.
Wonderful.
Beth Ann? You're fascinated by this. I'd love you to come in and join me for this. Let's welcome Crystal Skull Explorer, Joshua Shapiro. I just thought if you had any questions, you might want to ask them. Joshua, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Welcome. I couldn't be any better, Joshua. We've just had a bit of a birthday party in here, and we're cleaning up, so I hope you'll bear with us. What is this mystery about crystal skulls? Enlighten us, Joshua.
Okay, in the 1800s, they started to find around, like, Mayan Aztec ruins, these human-sized crystal skulls. And primarily what was happening at that point is the museums were interested in ancient antiquities. However, as we moved into the 20th century, they started to continue to find new crystal skulls.
Yes.
Especially, for example, the Mitchell Hedges crystal skull, which, by the way, is mentioned in the Indiana Jones film briefly.
Ah.
That's the most famous one in the world. It looks like an exact duplicate of our own bone crystal skull.
Why shouldn't these skulls even exist? Are these skulls, the one thing I've heard about them is they're supposed to be from a time when they wouldn't have the technology, they wouldn't be able to carve these things. And that's why that's what makes them so magical and mystical
delicious.
Is that true, Joshua?
Yes, because what happened is today the modern carvers are able to carve pretty good facsimiles of human bones, but they have diamond-tipped tools.
Yeah.
However, these other civilizations in the past, the Mayans, the Aztecs, etc., they didn't have this kind of technology.
Yeah. Okay. No. Why do we need to bring all these crystal skulls together, Joshua?
Okay, well, what the Native Americans have is they have a legend that talks about 13 different skulls.
13, that's the number I heard, 13, and we're supposed to bring them all together because it'll cause something to happen. If we bring all these 13 together, is there a chance that we may be doomed?
Absolutely not. It'll be the contrary.
It'll be what saves us.
Oh, it'll be the opposite.
If we don't bring the skulls together, we'll be doomed.
Oh, okay. So bringing them all together is going to cause what to happen? Not doom.
No.
All right.
The prophecy is that when is the right time that they come together. The way I would visualize it, and so your audience is going to have to bear with me in kind of a fantasy.
That's for sure.
Because I know it's a very...
We need short answers, Joshua. I really think short answers and dumb it down a lot, okay? A really quick, like, bullet points is what we're looking for here on the show. Because I want to really get your message out there that we are not doomed. But that we need to get these skulls together. What are the chances of getting all these skulls together?
I would say they're very excellent.
They're very excellent,
but there's a timing involved in it.
Timing.
This is what comes from the indigenous elders and the people who know about the crystal skull.
Uh-huh.
So my job is to educate people about them, but more importantly, give them a chance to have their own experience with one, and that's the best way how they learn about them.
And where do you find these skulls, and is it scary when you find these crystal skulls?
No, not scary at all.
No.
It's very exciting, actually.
Do you do drugs, Joshua?
Excuse me?
Do you do drugs?
No, not at all.
You've never done, like, peyote or Native American? That thing, where are you going? Please stay.
Nope, never done it.
Please stay. I'd like you to see this. I think it's important.
Can you buy a crystal skull in a gift shop?
There are different stores in which you can buy them, and also here in Brazil, where I am right now, where you're calling, they have...
Ah, Brazil!
Yes, indeed.
How's the weather in Brazil?
Oh, in São Paulo right now, it's absolutely wonderful.
All right, now, are you in São Paulo, or are you in, like, the middle of the Amazon?
No, São Paulo.
São Paulo. Mm. These skulls I have read contain information.
What?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Could you tell me about that?
Okay.
Quickly.
Well, what we believe is, we believe the crystal skulls originated in Atlantis. In Atlantis, they had technologies far exceeding the technology we had here, and they were able to program the crystal skulls the same way in which we program modern computers.
They're programmed.
Exactly. But the problem is we do not have the technology yet to be able to receive this information. It would be as if I took a DVD back 100 years ago, and I told people on that DVD, our books, is music, is moving objects. They would say I was insane.
Yeah.
So it's a question.
All right. How heavy are they?
Well, they can be, some of the new ones they're making could be up to 100 pounds or a little tiny ones, marble size, that you wear around your neck.
Yes.
The old ones they're finding in the ruins generally are around, I'd say, 4 or 5 pounds to maybe larger than human size, about 12 to 14.
Can it be any 13 skulls or a particular 13 skulls?
Good question.
Yes, it's a particular set. And for myself and also my partner who lives in Holland.
I wanted to ask you about your partner. I've got the name of your partner. Who is Blue Arrow Rainbow, huh?
That's the name of my ex-wife in Holland. That's her personal name.
Now, why does she get her name? How did she get her name Blue Arrow Rainbow?
She gets this name through a vision that she had that came to her. She's sensitive.
She does
healing for people. She's a channel for this.
And she's
this
a what?
A channel. She's a channel. A medium, as
channel
it were.
For healing.
So that's your ex-wife?
Yes. Right.
Why didn't it work out?
I can tell you why it didn't work out.
It's like I used to tell my wife.
Hold on a second, Joshua.
I do not apologize unless I think I'm wrong. And if you don't like it, you can leave. And I say the same thing to my current wife, and I'll say it to my next one, too.
Yeah, so go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Joshua.
No, not a problem. No, it wasn't because of the name. We just had a different direction that we needed to go, that's all.
Did you have any kids?
No, we didn't have any children.
That's good. I think one of the greatest tragedies is when a broken marriage harms the child.
That's terrible.
What do you think, Joshua?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
How's the divorce rate in Atlantis?
In where?
Don't these skulls come from Atlantis?
Atlantis. Oh, I have no idea.
What do the skulls say about our future?
They say that we will find a way to create peace by the end of 2012.
By the end of 2012.
2012.
Uh-huh.
Barack's first administration.
You know, I know a friend of mine that actually has an agreement with someone he was married to that ends in 2012, too.
Is he from Atlantis?
He's not from Atlantis. You seem to be fascinated with Atlantis. He said there's no such thing as Atlantis.
He said the skulls come from Atlantis.
Do they come from Atlantis, Joshua? We're confused.
The very older ones, yeah.
The older ones do.
Are the skulls autistic? No, don't worry about that. Are you aware that it's our phone screener, Joe Ardinger's birthday today?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's in the skull.
How much do these skulls, what are they valued at, Joshua?
Well, the ones which we call ancient, which comes from these ancient civilizations, they're valueless. There's no value you can put on them. For example, I tried to bring one from America to a festival we had in Holland, and no one could insure it because there was no way to prove the age. The newer ones, it depends on the size and the weight.
So what tests, have there been tests performed on these skulls? You say there's no way to prove the age. I thought that the whole theory was these skulls could not have been carved because they're so old. Now you say there's no way to prove the age. I'm confused, Joshua, and I'm beginning to doubt you.
What?
What I was saying with the age is when you date an ancient object that you find in an archaeological dig, there's carbon-14 testing that's used for that.
Right.
Quartz crystal is an inorganic substance.
Yeah, it's too much information. Joshua, we're not archaeologists. It's hard to understand. Can these crystal skulls, can their age be measured or not?
You cannot measure the age of the quartz, no.
You cannot, of the quartz, you can't measure that.
But of the stuff around it where it's found.
Right. So what you can do is, for example, if you find it in a civilization, Mayan civilization, then you can say possibly it was that date, but you can't know. The most of the idea of the dating comes in two ways. Either the legends told by the indigenous people.
Hey, Josh. Josh, wouldn't it be sad if you had one of them and you dropped it and you broke it?
Yeah, it would be sad, but it doesn't happen.
Could they break, though, or are they too hard to break?
No, they can break.
Because breaking skulls is hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joshua, it's a fascinating subject. I'd love to hear more about it. And, of course, we better get these skulls together by 2012, correct?
That's the idea. Uh-huh.
If somebody wants to join your band of merrymakers, how would they go about doing that, Joshua?
Just go to whoisjoshuashapiro.com.
Who is Joshua Shapiro? Well, that's very good. And best to Blue Arrow Rainbow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Josh, even though we're ending the interview, we invite you to keep talking.
Okay, no problem.
Bye.
Thank you very much, and have fun in Brazil.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Have a good day yourself. Good.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. That's Joshua Shapiro, everyone.
Note to self. No more. Okay. It was a different angle. Enough. Okay. I heard...
I am so glad I can say one thing after that interview.
What's that?
I am so glad. I am so glad that Drab is the program director.
Me too.
I really am.
You go right to my heart.
I know. I know. It's an open wound. I know when you make a lot of jokes about it. That guy's interesting. I saw a picture of him.
You didn't even give him.
Who does he look like?
I did give him. Believe me, you don't give a guy like that a chance. You know immediately if you're a professional broadcaster.
I knew when I heard his voice.
You know what you do? You give him the crickets right away. Yeah. That gets the crickets. So if you're interested in crystal skulls, nerd nicks, go find Joshua.
And don't break them. That's sad.
Makes me want to see the movie.
Yeah, makes me really excited. Yeah. He was just like Harrison Ford.
Wow.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll get the Hollywood hot sheet and more fun and more thrills. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Broadcasting live from inside your radio. It's 106.7 WJFK. Laura Ashley.